joining us today, the Cartoon Christmas Trio. And gentlemen, before we get started, I guess maybe you just go around the room and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, a little bit about you.
Hey, my name's Rob Swanson. I play a double bass violin in this group, and local Wilmington guy, and happy to be here playing and sharing some holiday music with you.
My name is Jeff Notner. I'm the keyboard player in Cartoon Christmas Trio, many years doing this, and also a Wilmington guy, music teacher in the area.
I'm Jackie Brown. I play drums in the group, the original member. We're all original since 1996.
So this was definitely not the first time you guys had run into each other and the first time you had played music, obviously, in an organized setting. How did this all come about? How did you guys get together?
Well, it kind of started with a conversation at a bar called Bourbon Street Cafe that used to be on Kirkwood Highway. And I was sitting down one night with the owner, Rob, and we were just talking about, like, you know, what kind of got you into playing jazz. And and I had said that, you know, there was a neighbor down the street from where I grew up that had hit me to, you know, a bunch of jazz albums, including Vince Guaraldi's soundtrack to A Charlie Brown Christmas. And, you know, at that time when I was a little bit younger, I was definitely more into the rock thing and playing that slant. But this album kind of resonated with me. And I said to Rob, I said, well, you know, it was a great album. He's like, well, why don't you guys, like, you know, play that album here at the club? And so I enlisted the help of, you know, Jackie and Jeff, who we had played in, you know, numerous different scenarios before that. I said, hey, you know, we get an opportunity to play some Christmas music, the Vince Guaraldi soundtrack, and Rob wants us to do this at the club, and that's kind of how it got put together back in 96.
And then how many times did you, was it just like a one-off that year?
That year, I think we did one or two shows and sold out both nights there at Bourbon Street, and then the next year or two, we you know, came back and did a few more shows. And then unfortunately, the restaurant shut down in 99. But we were fortunate enough to have a relationship with the good folks over at Iron Hill, and he kind of took us in, and we've played at his restaurants since 99.
At what point did the three of you realize, hey, this is something that is an annual thing now? At what point do you, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it again this year? When's it obvious to you? How far in?
Probably after a few years, really, because it kicked in so quickly, and you see not just jazz lovers coming in to see the music, but kids obviously enjoying it, and obviously it's not just about jazz music; it's about the whole vibe of, you know, Charlie Brown and Linus and Lucy and cartoons and.
About the second year at Iron Hill, that was when it looked like it was going to be, the first year we went to Iron Hill, he pretty much took us sight unseen. He you know, he didn't have any kind of idea. Rob just got us in. He was situated geographically with Westchester and Newark and Media, that our students that we taught started coming out, our students with the parents started coming out, and then that just kept. I still have students that I haven't taught for 10 years that are still coming to this thing, you see. So we knew after about the second year, 2001, it was. He was getting, you know, a lot of people, reservations. They have to make reservations to get in.
Well, let's hear what you guys do. You want to play a couple for us?
Sure. We'll start off with Vince Guaraldi's arrangement of O Christmas Tree from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Thank you.
and the sounds of the Cartoon Christmas Trio in studio with us tonight. Very nice. Thank you very much for coming in. You just played one of my personal favorites, Skating from Garaldi. Do each of you guys have particular favorites that you like to perform? What are your favorites that you have?
I like Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. How about you, Brown? Not Charlie Brown.
Right? Yeah, even though I look like him. Christmas Time Is Here.
Okay.
By far, my favorite.
I'd have to agree probably with you, Steve. I think Skating is one of my favorite to play.
Obviously, with the jazz background that you all have, the Garaldi stuff is central to what you do, and it kind of brought you together. But how did some of these other songs come about that aren't part of the Charlie Brown Christmas? How did you guys get to those places?
They're all cartoon-related, for the most part.
But musically, they're much different. The versions that most people know are much different than...
Well, that's just the whole essence of jazz. If it's, you know, we don't want to keep anything too traditional. We want to stick to Garaldi in the sense that people remember it, but then we do our own East Coast slant on it because it was more of a West Coast laid-back sound. So definitely with Jackie Brown in the band, you're going to have more energy.
No, but
we're all more energetic.
Yeah, but you're asking how did we come about playing the other songs?
Yeah, how did you add those to the repertoire?
Yeah, why don't you answer that, and then I'll tell you. I'll tell them how we came about playing it.
The actual soundtrack for the Charlie Brown Christmas is only about 35 minutes long because it was probably just, you know, what would fit on an LP back in 65. So when we first started doing this, you know, most of our shows are, you know, 2 hours in length. So, you know, even if we took just what was on that album and you know, extended the solos a little bit, we'd still come up short. So we knew kind of quickly that we needed to add some other tunes to the repertoire. And rather than just grabbing, you know, random Christmas songs, we said, you know, why don't we kind of make this like a theme? Because there's a lot of great and quirky cartoons from especially the 60s and the 70s with the claymation and all that kind of stuff. So we kind of borrowed from, you know, borrowed songs from those cartoons from that era to kind of tie it in with the whole, you know, nostalgia feel. And obviously since those other songs were more, I don't want to say composed like American songbook style, but they weren't as obviously jazz as the Garaldi stuff that was, you know, classic piano trio stuff. So we said, well, let's take the concept of Garaldi and kind of superimpose it with some of these other songs, but do it for an instrumental trio, but remembering that we're coming from the East Coast, which is a different type of sound than the West Coast jazz.
Some of this kind of evolved. For instance, like Rob was saying, we needed more tunes. So basically this cartoon thing is that we take, if you realize that all the television shows that are on at Christmas time is Santa Claus Is Coming to Town and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman, they're all for the kids, right? So we take those cartoons and we play those in a jazz style like we would be on a jazz gig, and we let the Vince Guaraldi thing and the Charlie Brown thing be the center of all of that. See, so in other words, one night, like we all play a lot of jazz. We've all played a lot of jazz. So when you play a jazz job, especially in the Philadelphia area, I don't know about other parts of the country, but around Philadelphia, when you go to play a jazz gig, you're expected to play all different styles of jazz, bebop, swing, waltz, Latin, all different kinds. So that's what we did. We took what we normally all do on a normal jazz gig and said, let's play this like a Latin rhythm. Let's play this like a blues rhythm. Why don't we try this like a marching thing, which you'll probably hear us do like a second line, like a New Orleans style.
Okay.
So basically what it was is we took what all of us do professionally over the years, and we just put that to the rest of those cartoons and made it into a jazz trio playing cartoon Christmas things. That's how it evolved.
And it works very nicely. All the songs work very nicely. Can we get you to do a couple more?
Sure.
All right. Since we kind of talked about, like, you know, taking some tunes in outside of the Charlie Brown, we'll do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in slightly different jazz styles. Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. The cartoon Christmas trio, Rob, Jeff, and Jackie. But talk about the young kids. I see the show that I went to last year, there's definitely kids come to your shows. Is that most of the shows you have kids at, or just some?
I would say definitely the public shows, for sure. You know, parents kind of bring their kids out, and like Jackie said earlier, you know, a lot of us have students or former students that, you know, that come out, whether they study privately with us or we had them in class or things like that, you know, and they've come out, you know, as they were, you know, 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, and now they're still coming back as teenagers and you know, bring their parents with them, and then, you know, folks that we went to school with around here, you know, come out and bring their kids, and it's turned into a tradition. We were just up at Westchester for their old-fashioned Christmas parade up in at Iron Hill up there, and you know, we must have had a dozen people come up to us, say, hey, you know, this is how our family starts our holiday season, come out to see you guys, and, you know, catching a parade and hearing some great holiday music, and so it's become a tradition with a lot of people. So.
That's cool. Part of somebody's family tradition. That's a pretty big responsibility, isn't it?
It kind of is, actually. You know, so I guess we can't die yet.
Now, as far as the children go, or anybody for that matter, do you look at this as a platform to get young people, or really anybody, into jazz music, a form of music other than the quote-unquote music that they hear on the radio?
Well, we all have students that come out, and a lot of them, when they see it, get more interested in jazz music. You know, and I don't think a lot of kids, at least young kids, realize when they're watching Charlie Brown, like, hey, this is jazz. You know, but I think when you experience it young as a kid, it just gets in your soul. And, you know, it's hard. It's just expression and freedom that's in the music, you know, and kids, definitely young kids, like to be expressive and free. Especially in this country.
Look at you strangely, you know? And say, this isn't Justin Bieber. What's going on here? I think it's great that you're exposing people to real music. Yep. That's phenomenal.
That's happening.
Now, Jack, you mentioned earlier, and you did as well, Jeff, that you do have students. So that's kind of how you built your audience. Part of the way you built your audience at first was you had people that you knew come in. Right. Do you find that it works the other way now, that people that have come to see you with the trio here will then go to see some of your other vehicles when you're playing in your other groups?
Yeah. We all have, you know, like mailing lists. You know, so it's all part of our, you know, the whole email, Facebook culture, you know.
So they feed each other.
Feeds each, right, exactly, great. You know.
Now, there is a CD. I was able to grab it last year. Is the CD just available on the website? How else can they get that if they want it?
Yeah, it's off of, you can definitely contact us directly off the website. It's up also up on CD Baby. And right now we're not doing digital downloads off the web because of legal ramifications, but you can definitely get it, you know, from us at shows or from those two venues. So.
All right, great. You are the Cartoon Christmas Trio, so probably a fair question. Do you all still watch the shows?
Yeah, I do.
Definitely.
Occasionally.
Okay, I see one.
You got me, kid.
I see one dissenter.
Usually teach it when it comes back on, unfortunately.
I watched it since the original. That's how old I am. I remember the 65s. Yeah, that's right. I'm a lot older than they are. I look better than they do.
Now, aside from the Charlie Brown
kind of moves like they do, too. It's kind of scary.
Moves like
actually.
The Peanuts?
No, yeah, you know, that kind of.
The little.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dancing.
Yep. I've seen everyone since 1965.
Wow. It's hard to find some years, and then they shortened it for a while, and then they put back
the
scenes.
No, it's the same. It's been the same, yeah. My wife already recorded it for me.
Thank God. Better safe than sorry. Then you can watch it whenever you want.
I watch it at least one time. One time, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's not the holiday season until I watch Linus walk across the stage. Outside of the Charlie Brown Christmas, what other specials are you guys into, or is it pretty much just that one is the big one? Any of the other old stuff?
Yeah, I told them all I want.
Christmas Story. I have to see that at least once.
There you go. That's now you're speaking to me again.
That's awesome.
Well, before we wrap up with one more song, any final words? You want to send any shout-outs to anybody for the holidays, or you just want to get moving?
Everybody has a great and safe, happy holidays, for sure.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah,
glad
really.
To have
thanks
here,
a lot
Rob.
For having us on, really.
Thanks again to Rob, Jeff, and Jackie for coming in, and we are going to beg them to do one more on the way out.
This is called Christmas Time is Here.